And this year, we're going to have the Joyful Strings. They'll be performing from 12 to 2. And if you've never heard them, they are just phenomenal. They have very, very, very happy music.
I hear they're just downright joyful.
They are.
We're speaking with Gail Inman, and we've got the Dewey Antique Show coming up this weekend at the Washington County Fairgrounds. And Dewey, you said this is big enough to fill up the whole darn thing, right?
Yes, that's right. We do charge a $4 admission, but we use that money. The profit from our show is our only fundraiser, and it goes back into the community. We try to help different organizations with, you know, different fundraisers and things like that. So,
now, that's really good. I mean, this is everything from the Agape Mission to Kitty Park to the Journey Home and everywhere in between. Even the old Dewey Hotel gets a little bit of that. And, you know, and that is such a neat little historical place right here in the Washington County area, especially right there in Dewey. We do the Christmas parade there every year. We broadcast from there, and I had a chance to tour it. It's a wonderful little place.
It is, and the good thing about it, on this Saturday, I'm pretty sure the Tom Mix is going to be open, and the Dewey Hotel is going to be open, so you can just spend the day. You can go to the antique show, and when you finish with that, you can go downtown Dewey, hit all the little shops, and then go to the hotel, go to Tom Mix, and just have a day of it.
Oh, that really does sound like a wonderful time. And, of course, it looks like we've got the weather for it. I mean, we're looking for sunshine and everything else, warm weather. You're not going to freeze to death.
Well, this year we've got some wonderful country furniture coming in.
I heard about this. This is something else.
Yes, and, you know, with the farmhouse look, a lot of people are wanting to decorate with the country furniture. And old furniture is stronger and better. I mean, you know, the quality is just there. It's just really, really great.
It was made for a lifetime of use and not for 5 or 10 years when the styles change. And, you know, and it shows that, you know, a lot of this stuff gets passed down from generation to generation, just strong as all get out.
Our dealer from Collinsville is coming back, Ed, and he features all kinds of Western items, cast iron skillets, branding irons, paper memorabilia, books. There'll be a lot of books, Western collectible books, which is really, really great. And we have a man coming that designs jewelry, John Knox. Someone may remember John because he's been around this area before. We've got a dealer coming from Iowa that just has a good, good variety of things. We have lots of different items. We have one lady that brings things that was in her father's estate. He was an antique dealer.
Oh, my.
And every year she brings a whole bunch of stuff that was his. And so she's really liquidating an estate. But it's really great, just all the postcards and all the different things that come in.
You can find a hidden treasure in an estate thing like that because, you know, they're looking to sell, and they might know what some of the things are, but if you're a real good curator of antiques and collectibles, you might find yourself something really sweet that's been hard to find.
This is the fun thing about an antique show. Mm-hmm. You're dealing actually with the owner of the item.
Yeah.
And so you can negotiate with them, and they can give you the history of the item. So, you know, if you're just a beginner with antiques and things like that, well, they can tell you a little bit about it.
You know, you might learn a little bit about yourself. I think I heard you say something about the Genealogical Society going to be on hand.
Well, that's a little iffy. I'm not quite sure if that's going to materialize.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, with the different things going on.
Yes.
Okay, we'll put that on hold for a little bit. But even if you're a person who likes those Star Wars figures, my grandsons are crazy about that stuff. I understand you got a little coming in.
Yeah, and we do try to have something for everyone. We try to have all price ranges. So some people that have the misconception that, you know, oh, I don't go to antique shows, the stuff is just too expensive to buy. That's not really a truth. That's a misconception because you can find something from a dollar all the way up into thousands of dollars. So there's always something for everyone. You can find something to buy.
Oh, indeed. And you never know what you're going to find until you take a look. So, you know, put down your $4 and come on in and just have a ball. This sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, and, you know, it's an every year thing that we do, and so a lot of people just, you know, save that date.
Mm-hmm. And what, it's been going on for 29 years. I imagine they have. Now, another thing going on, we mentioned that there's going to be some food there, too. Our friends at Bambino's down the street.
Oh, yeah, and they always have great food. I love their desserts. I just love all their food, but I really like their desserts.
Oh, yeah, there's something else. Yeah. They are something else. I got to tell you, I'm starting to... There you go. And, of course, a lot of this goes to a lot of nonprofits. 4-H is one of them, their drug awareness program. That's always a great one. Agape Mission for folks who are having a tough time finding a meal. Agape has been taking care of a lot of people for a lot of years. And I'm sure that they really appreciate the help that you give them.
And we always do a scholarship, too. We do a senior scholarship. Yeah. And we've done that every year for a lot of years. But, you know, some of the things that people look for right now is just sometimes just a decorative accent, just to add an accent, like a quilt or maybe to a vase. And we do have some dealers bringing in some pottery. There'll be Rookwood, Roseville, Weller, all kinds of different pottery. We'll have the elegant glass. There'll be really elegant depression glass. There'll be regular glass. There's sets of dishes. I mean, you know, if you want just a set of dishes to use for your breakfast or something a little bit different, use it for a while and then go to something else. That's always a good thing. The paper memorabilia is always interesting. Things on Indian territory, photographs. We have one dealer that I'm sure is going to bring a lot of interesting photographs because that's one of his fortes. So,
and this is Saturday the 6th, and let's see, what time are you going to open up the doors there?
We are going to open exactly at 8 o'clock.
There you go.
From 8 to 5 all day long. And we'll be giving away door prizes all through the day. It's a $20 gift certificate. We'll be giving away one every hour, and you can spend it right there at the show. So you're going to be able to walk away with at least something.
Gail, I have to ask you this. When did you first get kind of, you know, interested in antiques and collectibles?
I went to my first auction alone when I was 12. So I've done it a long, long time.
Just a couple of years.
Maybe.
So you saw a bunch of things that you said, well, that's kind of cool. That's kind of neat. And I imagine it just kind of triggered the imagination a little bit.
You know, we have a dealer this year that's going to bring some different types of radios and electronics. And that's something that's a little different from us. I mean, we haven't had him before. Mm-hmm. But so it's going to be interesting to see what he's going to bring.
We got a little museum going on downstairs. And you know, I think I might let the folks know that we got some of the stuff right up the old alley for that. I look at that stuff and I take a few of those things home too. I got started in this business way back last century. And pieces there that just really intrigued me. So I am anxious to see what this is going to look like.
We also have one dealer that comes from Mack Creek, Missouri, and he brings a lot of signs, porcelain signs. Usually you never know really what they're going to bring because they don't bring back the same thing. So, but he usually brings several porcelain signs, and that's really hot right now.
Yeah, you might get a visit from those picker boys from the History Channel if you let that get out too much.
Well, you know, they've been through here
before. They have.
They've been here before. But, you know, there's still a lot of young people that are getting interested in it, and we always enjoy the fact when the younger kids come in and they can find something, because we still like to have people collect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's still people that collect Valentines and things that are small, so they don't take up a lot of room. So it's really, our association tries to further the interest and educate people on different antiques and collectibles. Our meeting is the 4th. Tuesday of every month, and it's usually held up at the Branding Iron up at Dewey. And we usually have a speaker that talks on, you know, some form of antiquing. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we just have show and tell, which is really, really fun.
I imagine it is. You know, every piece sometimes is a bit of a history lesson because there's always some kind of significance attached to it, whether it's personal history or whether something that was going on at the time. And, you know, for the young people who think, oh, gosh, folks are going to the, well, this is your chance to learn something. And mom and dad, remember, this is also a teachable moment.
You know, nostalgia is a big part of collecting.
It is.
And toys, toys really do really well, and we usually have a lot of toy trucks and cars and things like that. And, you know, I mean, some of these are really, really hard to find pieces.
I imagine they are. I remember as a kid looking at some of the things that the kids would play with in the late 20s all the way up to the late 40s. And I thought, well, gee, why did they stop making this stuff? This is good. It doesn't break.
You know, it's interesting about that. There's so many safety precautions now with the new toys. And you wonder how the kids survived the old ones.
Yeah, I never did figure out why they had to put training wheels on a tricycle, but, you know. But still, it's fantastic, and it brings back so many cool memories.
You know, Dewey is such a nice town to go to the shops and to look at the antiques, mm-hmm. and it really gets you started. And then to go to the show, to all these little mini shops under one roof, and some of the people do circuit shows. They go around and do shows all over the United States that set up at this show. And it's unusual that it's a one-day show, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's just you come in, you spend the day. Some people spend the whole day. Make several trips out to your car, taking the things you bought out there.
It's all good. It's all good. Bring the big one.
We, you know, fruit jars have got to be a really good collectible item, and there will be several booths that have mm-hmm. fruit jars. A lot of the girls like to take those and put different things in them mm-hmm. and set them on the counters and everything and use them in the kitchen. It's really a... That's one thing that's really still popular is mm-hmm. the old fruit jars.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, they go back a long ways.
Yeah. And jewelry. I don't think I've touched on that. Costume jewelry and even the better jewelry.
Fine jewelry.
But costume jewelry is a lot of fun. And even for the little young girls, mm-hmm. that they can spend a couple of bucks for a necklace or something, and they really feel like they've bought something and really enjoy it.
They do. They do. They really get a kick out of that. Raised 3-4 girls, yeah. So. I've seen what that does.
With pottery, the crock jars and everything, throwing out this farmhouse look. But
well, it's popular.
Yeah, it is. And I've really always loved country. So the old country things, you can really do a lot with the crock jars of putting, you know, bouquets in them, just set them up to add character mm-hmm. to the fireplace. There's just so much you can do with them.
And once again, this is coming up this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, and it starts off at 8 o'clock, runs till 5, and it's at the Washington County Fairgrounds, 29th annual, if you can believe it, Dewey Antique Show at the Washington County Fair Building. So this is going to be fun.
We hope you all come out, that's for sure.
And like you said, we've got some entertainment out there, too, toward the middle of the day to kind of get your toes tapping. And it's the strings. It's the joyful strings. Now, I haven't heard them yet, so this is going to be a treat for me.
Oh, they are wonderful. Also, I didn't mention that the Lace Guild is going to be there, and they're going to be doing lace making, and I think maybe they'll be demonstrating some quilting. And they'll be showing different handwork that you can do. So they'll be there all day doing the demonstrations, and people can talk to them. And they, you know, some of that bobbin lace is battle lost art. Oh. And then there's tatting. That's you know, kind of hard to find people that know how to do tatting, too. Mm-hmm. So handwork is really something to watch the ladies do.
This is going to be a lot of fun. It's something for everyone. Of course, food will be provided out there. You can purchase out there from Bambino's. We've got a lot of different vendors coming in from all over the place. We've described, I think, most of them. But you're going to probably find something you didn't expect out there. And it's sure to bring a smile to everyone. So once again, it's only $4 to get in. It's 8 to 5, and it's coming up this Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Gail Lindman, thank you very much for being with us today. This has just been a breath fresh. We need to tell folks, this one came down to the wire.
Yes, it did. Yes,
before we close out, I mean, just thank God Almighty that we were able to do this.
We do appreciate the fact, and we did not know until 2 weeks for sure we were going to get to do it.
Oh, yeah. So I think things are looking really good here, and if you've been getting a little cabin fever, a little cooped up a little bit, stretch your legs and have yourself some fun and, you know, treat yourself to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we'll be back with a little bit more right here on K1, the one you trust.